I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report. In the past several years across the West, there has been state-level legislation and initiatives centered around animal welfare. At last week's Colorado Livestock Association's annual meeting, one of the speakers, Dairy Farmers of America Vice President of Industry and Legislative Affairs, Jackie Klippenstein, reminded producers that animal rights groups may shift more focus to changing laws at the state level, and those of us in animal agriculture need to remain aware.
While we believe the Trump administration will be helpful when it comes to regulatory reform and maybe simplifying some rules and government, which we all appreciate in agriculture, we do have concerns on trade, we do have concerns on a few other issues. But I think it's fair to say that the groups that have been working for the last few years to put production standards on farms, those that would like to see maybe a plant-based diet, they know that their inroads into this administration, into the EPA and USDA, will be more limited. They will get clever. They will increase their presence in the states. They will try to push the legislation, which may seem innocuous, but will have major impact on production agriculture across the board, production standards, or other different types of rules. I think we should all be vigilant and being careful and being active in state legislatures defending our right to farm.
That's today's Land and Livestock Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.